This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure, pleasure, pleasure to have you with me. I truly appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, head over to the website, therealside.com. Because you can watch live there, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of things going on there. A bunch of things that you can get involved with. I also want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate for the last 8 years. Maybe eight plus, I don't know. But all those things you were taught to hate. And I'm telling you, you don't have to. If you're on the left and you're listening to this for whatever reason, you're deciding to torture yourself, although you will learn something. Right? If you're on the left and you buy the book, you're going to see why you have no reason to fear us. You have no reason to hate us. You have no reason not to like us. You know, we want what's best for the country. And again, it's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. So during the break, obviously we have news that's on. And I really hadn't thought about this. I'm kind of sitting here minding my own business. And I will get to the gross story in a minute. Some of you guys are really sick. So I'm sitting here listening to it. And, they're talking about the protesters and what have you that Republicans are facing all across the country. Republicans are facing, legislators are facing everywhere. Well, my first thought is, so what? It happened. So what? But then I got to thinking. Mitch McConnell, for once, said, for one of very few times, said something I could totally agree with. He said, I don't know what they're protesting. They should go home. It's not going to do any good. We won. They lost. It's that simple. And I thought about that for a second. I said, okay, yeah, a little oversimplified, but okay, yeah, I can live with that. And Mr. Obama used it, so we should be able to use it as well. But then I got to thinking, well, wait a minute. There's the problem. Those people protesting, the majority of them, those were the kids that never lost. And not because they were good. Come on, everybody with me. Because everybody got the trophy at the same time, right? You got the trophy for sure. Well, they showed up to vote and their person didn't win. They don't know what to do. It's not supposed to work this way. They're not supposed to feel bad. Their person is supposed, they're supposed to win. Come on, think about it. Do you see what I mean? I mean, this is like craziness. So as I was looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, how are you going to fix this? Because these children, aren't going to, well, I shouldn't say they aren't going to give up. Yeah, they will. When mommy doesn't come and save them, when they realize that mommy can't do anything for them, they'll curl up in a ball and hide in the corner somewhere after a while. But I'd like to speak to some of you parents who were for the no trophies. Look what you've done to your children. Now, there's nothing wrong with them protesting. I think that's a noble thing. If you really feel like something's been done wrong, the war in Vietnam was as most felt, or a lot felt in that day, it was wrong, so they protested. They didn't burn down buildings. Right? They protested. They didn't like what the government was doing. The government as a whole didn't like what they were doing. But what are you going to protest till Trump and Pence step down? Because some of you Maronis really actually believe that you get to go vote again. That Mrs. Clinton will be, I don't know, crowned? Are you guys really that dull? Did you really miss that many history classes? You know that's not how it works, right? This is the stuff that infuriates, because you won't take time to study, because you don't know what the heck is going on, because you don't have a clue. You're allowing people like me, this should frost you, to put your narrative up there, to show how dull you actually are. And again, not dull for wanting to protest something that you don't think is a good thing, but dull for believing that you can protest till somebody like a Trump steps down. Guess what? Ain't going to happen. And Pence is not going to step down. And I got some bad news for you guys who don't know history, you don't understand government, you never studied it, or maybe you were too high during a class to know any better, I don't know which. Or maybe your mommy took the test for you, I don't have a clue. Right? You got to go through the Speaker of the House, and you got to go through every one of the cabinet picks before you even get to anything close to what you want. Mrs. Clinton is done. She's out. She's finished. Kaputsky. And frankly, if you think she's going to run in 4 years, or Elizabeth Warren's going to run, see, this is the thing about the left that I just love. One of the reasons they lost is because they're out of touch with the mainstream. One of the reasons they lost is because they've gone so far left. And every group that they're putting together, the ones that are out there protesting, what are they? Even further left groups. Again, I have to say, how much drugs does one have to do to miss it this much? To continually miss it this much? Just asking. Enlighten me. Yes, I will do the I will do the New York legislator stance on menstrual equity. That's right. She says there's not enough attention given to menstrual equity. I'm sure New York's doing a bang up job for their people, aren't they? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty Health Ship. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more.
Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Please answer the question.
I ain't starting till you sit down. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I couldn't wait to get to this story, let me tell you what. I get, you know, California's the same way. So California and New York, you know, I don't know what it is. And again, if you have the time and you like to read, not a long read. My recent piece up on the website is, I'm questioning whether Californians are insane or not. When they re-vote in some of our legislators, you know, they re-elect them. And you look at the numbers and you're thinking to yourself, can people really be this dull? Maybe they can. Maybe I'm in it every day, so I don't understand why people don't get it. But then you get these, I mean, you get some loons in these legislators. Some real loons. And we did a story similar to this. Remember the college that wanted to put tampons in the men's room? Why? Because they wanted menstrual equality. They wanted, you know, because you never really know who's in the men's room anymore. You know what I'm saying? So they wanted to be sure everybody had access to it. And the men that identified as women should also have access to it, which is one I've never been able to figure out. Because unless you've had the operation, if you just feel like a woman, I'm almost afraid to say this, but you almost have no use for that. Anyway, let's move on. So, apparently in New York, there's a legislator that says menstrual equity. Who sent you this stuff? Or what happens when government officials have too much time on their hands? That's the title of the story. Modern America has a lot of deep and complicated issues to deal with, you know, race and immigration, health care, jobs, right? We've got all that. And we have to deal with menstrual equity, right? With all this going on, it's hard to imagine that a government official actually, I mean, what is this person sitting down one day and going, okay, what do I think I can get through? What do I think I can easily get through? Because everybody would be too afraid to say no. So Representative Grace Meng, she's a Democrat out of New York, isn't about to let anything slip through the cracks. I'll tell you what, New York's 6th District Representative has taken up the cause that is sure to flow through the American conscience and make us all red with rage. Menstrual equity. Oh, I'm sorry. In this case, it's menstrual equality is what she's calling it. That's right. What is menstrual equity? Well, in a recent interview with Marie Claire magazine, Meng described it as the fight against, you ready for this, guys and gals, period shaming. That's right. Now, I don't know if you saw the piece about a week ago. The woman does yoga while she's free-flowing. Okay, let your mind run wild. And, you know, I don't do these stories to gross you out. I do these stories to show you why we're in such a world of hurt. It isn't just because of Obama. It's because we've allowed these lunatics to take their places on our state legislatures. We've allowed these lunatics to teach in schools and colleges. You put your kids in the hands of these lunatics 6 to 8 hours a day in some cases. That's why I'm doing these stories. I want you to be as grossed out as I am. I want you to sit there going, who does this kind of stuff? What is menstrual equity? Well, you know what? Okay, I'll finish this. So she went on to say that she described it as a fight against period shaming and claims that the laws in our country, in the whole country, encourage women to feel shame about their periods. Now, I know that when the young girls, you know, we have two daughters. I went through it. I went through the emotional part of it for me and for them. All right? I mean, seriously, think about this. What's the shame? It's part of life. And if you feel bad about something going on with your body, I don't know what to tell you. Don't you think every little young boy, when he starts to go through puberty, his voice is jumping all over the place, you know, an octave here, an octave there, don't you think he feels kind of stupid? What are we going to do? We're going to do puberty shaming now? Vocal shaming. There you go. Let's just give these young people more to be self-conscious about. Let's give them more to have to worry about, think about. One of these days, I got to put a shaming list together. So she says she wants to fight period shaming, claims that the laws in our country encourage women to feel shame about their periods. Her solution is to introduce more laws to help normalize the reality of this bodily function. I'm thinking back to my teenage years. I remember I couldn't wait to make fun of girls on their periods. I mean, I lived for that kind of thing. Right? I mean, you get in my drift here? Anyway, she provides feminine hygiene products. I mean, anyway. Did you know that there are, she goes on to say, do you know that there are girls who skip school when they get their periods? If they can't afford pads or tampons and don't want anyone to see they've stained their clothing, they may feel like they have no choice. That's not just something that happens in developing countries. It happens right here in the United States. right in my home district of Queens. At her website, Ming says her bill would allow individuals to buy menstrual hygiene products with money they contribute to their flexible spending accounts. What flexible spending accounts? Provide a refundable tax credit to low-income individuals who regularly use menstrual hygiene products. That's really good. You want to talk about equality? So people with money or higher income, what bracket do I have to pay tax and somebody else doesn't? Again, they don't want equality. They want control. This is why when they say they want comprehensive immigration reform, I do get a chill up my spine. But not for the right reasons. They want to allow grant funds from the Emergency Food and Shelter Grant Program, which can be used by homeless assistance providers for essential household items to be used for menstrual hygiene products. Look, you know the easiest way to do this? Take your state, what are they called? Your state welfare cards, whatever, when they buy food and stuff like that, and allow them to buy hygiene products on that. That's it. Done. I don't need these 15 items that you want to talk about. Just allow them to buy them on there, like toilet paper and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I sure as heck don't want them not using toilet paper. Require each state to provide menstrual hygiene products to female inmates and detainees. Because I'm sure that's not happening now, right? I mean, do you really believe that women... What? What are you looking at me like that for? You don't even know what to do with this, do you? No. You don't even know what to tweet on this, do you? Yeah, producer Tammy has been stumped. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Oh, you can only hear this stuff here, people. I really go looking for the deep, dark, ridiculous garbage out there. We'll be back in a minute. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Hopefully so are you. See, this is what makes the show fun, not me. The comments you guys come up with, I'm telling you. Thank God I have coffee in my mouth when we started. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. If you head up to Facebook, you're a Facebook person, then you can head up to Facebook and you can watch live. You can get involved in the live feed there. See, I'm learning the difference. If you go over to the website, therealside.com, we have a live chat room up there as well. For those of you who, believe it or not, there's still people who do not have, or nor do they care to have, a Facebook page. Right? I mean, it's really crazy. Yeah, I shouldn't say that. I have some good friends that just don't want to get involved in all the garbage. If you head up to my website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's what helps me buy new shirts. You know, if you've been watching for a while, I wear the same shirts for a year now. I need some new shirts. This is crazy. And you do not want me to show up here. I'll tell you what, there's the threat. If I don't sell enough books in the next couple of weeks, I'm just going to start showing up with a top on. That should change everything.
No, you're not.
That'll fix everything really fast. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. So apparently there's a legislator out of New York, that wants to stop all this, she wants menstrual equity, and she wants to stop all this, period shaming. Which I don't get, because again, I'm older, I'm an older guy, and I don't remember doing this, I don't remember this being a thing, I don't know anybody now who does it, not even when we're having one of those, you know, male locker room discussions. I don't know anybody who does this kind of stuff. But according to Representative Grace Meng, a Democrat out of New York, this is apparently problematic. We've all missed the memos and or the news stories on this one, apparently.
Maybe it's in the Dems locker room.
And maybe it's in the Dems locker room. This is going on. Maybe that's it. Maybe they're doing it, and they're trying to blame it on us. All right, but the item number four here, when she goes down a list of things that you ought to be able to do it. And maybe, again, I don't know, what they call it here in California, they're EBT cards, right? They're welfare cards for all intents and purposes that people go shopping and get food with. And I wouldn't have a problem with people being able to get, toilet paper and that kind of stuff. I think that's okay. But number four here is the thing that, you talk about fake news or fake issues, if you would. To require each state to provide menstrual hygiene products to female inmates and detainees. Are you telling me they're not doing that now? You really think that the jail system wants to clean those uniforms? Are you serious? Or, I mean, they're not uniforms, they're whatever. Right? Who wants to touch that? And at no cost and on demand. What are they paying for in there to begin with? They want to direct the Secretary of Labor to require employers with 100 or more employees to provide menstrual. There we go. There it is. The employer needs to give something to employees for nothing when it comes to their bodily functions. You've got a job. What's the problem? Direct the Secretary of Labor to require employees with 100 or more employees to provide menstrual hygiene products to their employees free of charge. Meng is calling this. Honey, you can't. There's no way that somebody's going to get up there. Maybe she will. Meng's concern here is that all the misplaced. Oh, I'm sorry. She's going to put this up as the Menstrual Equity Act. Come on, let that sink in. A New York legislator. Right? They're trying to create jobs. Well, yeah. Why would I think anything else? I mean, these people, they're peeing the streets over there now, right? I mean, de Blasio has said that that's okay. You know, you can't expect homeless people to find a bathroom. They can pee in the street. It's okay. So she's going to introduce the Menstrual Equity Act. It just sounds ridiculous, right? Now, part of the Congresswoman's concern about inequity is feminine care. Feminine care is founded. Her home state of New York levies a tax on tampons and sanitary pads as a luxury good, which is grossly offensive and, yes, even sexist. Meng decided that the period equity should stop at the tax, and it should be a nationwide concern. I mean, seriously? I don't get any of this. I mean, you know, really, if a family really is in that tight of straits, it's really simple. Just change that whole the way welfare works, and, you know, you got the card. Look, can we not play games here for a second, by the way? There's a lot of those people that are getting alcohol and cigarettes on those cards. Even if you go to one of the lamestream media outlets, they used to do it years ago. They've probably been threatened with their lives or their licenses at this point. Remember when they used to do those EBT scams? They used to do the welfare scams. You'd see them going in there. They're using, you know, in my day, it was food stamps, right? You ripped them out of a little holder. And you see them, you know, they're selling those stamps, or they're coming out of small grocery stores, and pretty much everything they bought with the welfare dollars. Right? So, it's really that simple. Just something, you don't have to come up with a whole bill, a big law, you don't have to do any of that. Just ask for these, hey, heck, you should have done it under your boss, right? Mr. Oblamo. He had a pen and a phone. He could have just wrote it in. It would have been no problem at all. Anyway, I love these stories. I think they show you why we can't get anything done in Washington, why we can't get anything done in some of these state legislatures, because they're way too busy worried about this craziness that can easily be fixed. Let's see. You guys send me some really good stories. I really appreciate some of the stuff that you're sending me. Here we go. Recent poll. Americans are overwhelmingly opposed to sanctuary cities. Overwhelmingly. Now, here's the funny thing about it. What's the term, and I'll wait, what's the term that the Democrats love to throw around when it comes to referring to what Republicans want? They always say things like, well, if it's out of the mainstream, if it's out of what Americans want as a whole, but I don't think they've ever used a poll or any of this kind of thing to really decide what's right, what's wrong. you know, even with most Americans saying they didn't want illegals to have access, not that they didn't want them to have access to health care to help their kids get healthy or in an emergency. They didn't want to subsidize illegals when they get their health care on their premiums. Again, it all comes back down to taxes. And I don't want to hear that they pay taxes. You're right. You know what? Illegals do pay taxes when they go to the supermarket. Right, when they go to the grocery stores, gas stations, of course, sure, they pay taxes like anybody else would because that stuff is pre-collected through the gallons of gas that they're buying, through the food that they're buying, what have you. That kind of tax, yes. But they're not paying income tax. They're not paying any of that stuff. And in California, to deal with mostly illegals, it's almost a $25 billion a year bill for us. What sense does that make? Actually, that's not right. I have to look that up. I get confused as with the federal stuff and the state stuff. But it is billions of dollars a year. I just did the story, and that's why I know it didn't feel right. So you're spending all this money on the illegals, right? Then you're not helping out with these sanctuary cities, by having these sanctuary cities, you know, in California, they're going to fight Trump all the way. They're going to fight him and his administration. Everybody should feel safe in California. Oh, by the way, can you send us $100 billion so we can rebuild the dams that we didn't build with the tax money we already stole from the people so people can feel safe downriver from the dam? Guys are just nuts. An overwhelming majority of Americans believe that cities that arrest illegal immigrants for crimes should be required to turn them over to the federal authorities. Now, the poll shows that President Trump has broad public support in effort to crack down on sanctuary cities. A survey from a Harvard-Harris poll provided exclusively to The Hill found that over 80% of voters say local authorities should have to comply with the law by reporting to federal agents the illegal immigrants they come into contact with. Now, Trump's not even saying that every time you pull somebody over, every time somebody shows up in a neighborhood, you go, hey, show me your papers. Prove to me that you're really an American citizen. That's not what he's suggesting. That's not even what he's pushing for. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I don't know. No comment.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the fog, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your whole.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Later on this week, if you're going to be in Washington, D.C., you're going to be in that area, I will be at CPAC on Radio Row during the day, and then Saturday at, I don't know what time it is, 1 o'clock, somewhere around there? I'll put it up on the website later. Yeah, about 1 o'clock, I will be downstairs in the book room signing books. So, and I do very much do appreciate the time that you spend with me, the things that you write to me, the messages you send. You can always send me an email, too, joe@therealside.com. And I've always told you people, if you want to send me a story, it's one in particular you want me to do, a guest particularly you want me to try to get on, get a lot of emails during the day. So if you put a capital TRS, a little secret, okay? Put a capital TRS in the subject line. You know, TRS, space, illegal immigration, you know, Frank Smith, that kind of stuff. And give me an idea, you know, a couple sentences to tell me why you want me to bring on so-and-so. If I see the capital TRS, I'm more inclined to open it and read it because I figure it's a listener who's been paying attention. You know what I mean? And I'll do something about it. I'll see what I can do, but I should say. So in a recent poll, Americans have decided, hey, look, at almost an 80% rate, that they truly are not for sanctuary cities. And there's a lot of reasons behind that. Look, think about something. In Los Angeles, and I can give you the reason. I actually talked to a police officer about this 2 weeks ago. In Los Angeles, an illegal who might be a little tipsy, I'm taking it to the nth degree because I specifically asked these questions. Right? An illegal who gets pulled over and they've got alcohol, maybe they're not drunk, but they're right there. Oh, but let's say they are drunk because I was told the same thing. They're given 30 minutes to get somebody to agree to come pick up the car. So it doesn't get impounded. So they're gonna save a couple hundred bucks there. Right? In some cases, they'll even let, not all, I mean, if the guy's somewhat drunk, as opposed to fall over drunk, they'll allow the person who picks up the car to drive that person home. Because they don't want them to have the financial burden of having to get the car out of missing work, having to pay an attorney to take care of all that. Right, it's too hard to do. It's too hard to track an illegal. It's too hard to put down the information that may or may not be true. If the person's been picked up before, and they don't want to give you the same information, they got no idea. They got really nothing to work from. You see how crazy this is? Now, me as an American citizen, I get pulled over. I speak good English. Right, I got a driver's license. I got my insurance. My car's in good mechanical shape. And you know what happens if I get pulled over for the same thing? Because it's not considered to be a heartache or heartburn on a white guy. You know what I get? They impound my car. Because it's not a financial burden on me. They impound my car. I go to jail. I better have a darn good attorney. Come on, think about it. This gets out of hand. And, again, remember what I said to you. It's not about equality. It's about control. It's about them having control over the whole situation. And it's wrong. It's wrong at every level. And how the Dems, how the people on the left, how your friends that are Dems think this is okay and fair is beyond me. I'd have them tested if I was you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563 if you got something to say. Now, as it stands, hundreds of cities across the nation, many with Democrat mayors, go Google the worst cities to live in this country. Google the unsafest cities to live in. Tell me who's running it. Anyway, hundreds of cities across the nation, many with Democrat mayors or city councils, are refusing to turn their cities away from being sanctuary cities. Trump has signed an executive order directing Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly to find ways to starve these sanctuary cities. It's not that hard. Look, a lot of the grants, and I know this because of the position I hold on the school board, a lot of grants from the state and or the feds, federal grants in particular, they state that you have to be in compliance with federal law. I'm sorry. If you're not in compliance with federal law, you don't get the grant money. And this has happened before. This has been brought to the Supreme Court. Now, some of you, lesser educated people, you're going to tell me, well, the Supreme Court turned down Barack Obama 2 years ago with the transgender bathrooms. But they didn't turn him down because of a law. They turned him down because he was trying to put out an edict that said, right, that based on an executive order, that if the school districts didn't adhere to the executive order, they weren't going to get any money. Federal money was going to be held up on them. Well, you can't do that because the schools were in compliance with the actual law. See? So when grant money goes out there, when money is put out there, education or otherwise. All that grant money. It says you have to be in compliance with federal law in order to get these funds, in order to receive these funds. So again, it's a spoiled brat society of legislators, almost all Dems, that don't want to adhere to the rules but just want what they want, like California. Now, I said it last night, again. I want to beat this home because I want you, when you get in front of a lib, or a lib asks you a question, I want it to roll off of your tongue. Right? You know, California's got it happening. They don't adhere to any laws. They make up their own rules as they go. This whole dope thing here. You realize you're licensed to dispense drugs. You know where it comes from? The federal government. And it can be taken away from you if you're not dispensing drugs the way you're supposed to. Following the guidelines you're supposed to follow. I'd like to see the feds start yanking licenses for these yo-hos that are just pouring out medical marijuana prescriptions. I think the feds should tighten up on what constitutes somebody who can have medical marijuana and somebody who can't. Because here's the deal. If you truly need it, if it's something you should have, why not go for the oil? I can't think of the name of what it is, but the oil works 100 times better than the smoke works. You know, they had that baby that was having epileptic seizures. I think it was out of Colorado. And I don't want to script story too bad. Anyway, bottom line was they had to travel to a different state to get what they were looking for. What is it called? Hemp oil. Okay, I don't know if that's it. Yeah, I give out misinformation all the time, so this wouldn't be a big deal. So this child, when they used the oil on the child, he stopped his little tremors. It really helped him. So there's somebody I can get behind. There's a situation. But what are we going to do with the smoke? You going to blow it in his face? Hope he inhales it? What are you going to do? The oil works so much better. And the oil has been proved to work better on a regular basis. So can we stop making excuses like, oh, we're going to have medical marijuana because, you know, people dying of cancer. This helps take their pain away. Well, why don't we start with the oil? If the oil is much more effective, if it works better, and if even doctors who are against, you know, medical marijuana on a smoking basis look at the oils and go, yeah, those work. Why not start with the oils? If it's truly a medical situation, look at, if I'm in pain, I don't care how you get me off the pain, just get me off the pain. And if the oil works faster and longer, heck, bring me a gallon. So anyhow, back to Reuters analysis. No, it's Reuters. Found the top 10 sanctuary cities in the U.S. received $2.27 billion in federal funding for programs ranging from public health services to early childhood education. Kelly's expected to hire thousands of new immigration enforcement agents with broad authority to detain and deport those in the country illegally, potentially setting up a showdown between the federal government and the sanctuary cities. Look, we need to get a full Supreme Court in there. Once we get a full Supreme Court in there, get the right ones in there, then I would take all of these to the Supreme Court. Because for years we've been skirting the law. For years we've been letting them get away with it. It's our fault, too. Right? Finally, conservatives woke up this year. Finally, it came out in big enough numbers to change the government, to change the president, to give us who we needed. We finally got off our butts. Okay, take a breath. All right, the next hour. I meant to get through this hour, but I didn't. We're going to talk about the comments that Trump made about Sweden and what's true in Sweden and Germany. And then Bill Gates, because everybody loves Bill Gates because he's got money. He must be right because he's got money, right? He says the robots need to pay taxes. Think about that. No, seriously. I think maybe he's been getting into medical marijuana a little bit too much, don't you? Right. Okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Remember, do a reset top of the hour. If your station is leaving us, doesn't carry us the next hour, we're online at TheRealSide.com. We'll be right back.